Morning, brother, sister.
我们今天讲到的题目是坦然进入至圣所。
So today the topic is boldly enter the holies of holy.
我们分享的经文呢是希伯来书的第十章十九到二十二节。
We're going to share the Hebrews chapter 10:19-22.
我们在开始今天进入经文之前呢，问大家几个问题。
So before we started, I'm going to ask you a few questions.
你跟神的关系亲近吗？
Are you intimate with God?
非常好，感谢主。
And a lot of people say yes.
你配得跟神有亲近的关系吗？
Are you worthy of intimacy with God?
你敢于亲近神吗？
Do you dare to be intimate with God?
好的，我们一起低头做一个祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵宝会师。
Dear Heavenly Father Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨。
And thank you for giving us this wonderful morning.
召聚你的众儿女来到你的脚前。
And you bring all your childrens come to worship you.
给我们这样一个清洁的心，让我们来聆听你的话语。
Give us a clean heart so we can listen to your words.
我们把以下的时间完全的仰望在你的手里面。
We continue to put this worship into your hands.
求你来让我们的口中发出赞美，发出感谢，都是归向你的。
And all the worship and thankfulness is all belong to you.
因为你配得这一切的赞美。
You're worthy our praise.
主啊，愿意你掌管孩子的口，让孩子口中所出的每一句话都是由你而来。
So all the words coming from me that is coming from you.
求你让我们空空的来，满满的回去。
So even when we come empty-handed, we'll be fully fulfilled when we go back.
让我们的生命得以在你的话语，在你的圣灵里面得着更新。
And so our life will continue to be renewed.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 我们一起来读一下今天的这几节经文。
And let's read those verses.
弟兄们。我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，我们一起来读，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了。就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。我们今天的讲道呢，分成三个部分。
So we're going to divide three parts this morning.
第一部分是新的通道。
The first is new access.
第二部分是新的祭司。
The second is a new priest.
第三部分是新的心态。
And the thirdly is a new attitude.
我们先来看一看新的通道。
So first we're going to look at the new access.
旧约的至圣所是什么样子的
？So what does the Holy of Holy look like？
这张图呢是这个会幕的示意图。
And so this picture is to talk about the tabernacle。
后来呢，建立了这个比较这个永久的圣殿的时候呢，也是照着这样一个结构
造。So when we have the permanent temple is according to this design。
这个地方呢，是以色列人在旧约时代敬拜神的。
And this is where the Israelites that worship God.
外面这一部分呢叫做圣所。
And outside is the holy temple.
祭司他们有一些这种祭司的活动呢是在这个圣所里面来做的。
And so that's where all the occasions activities are conducted in the area.
最后一部分呢叫做至圣所。
The last part is the holy of holy.
它是一个。它是一个立方体的样子。
It's a cubicle like.
里面呢有这个约柜。
And also have an ark.
关于约柜呢，我们有很多可以讲，回头这个慢慢的跟大家分享。
And we can share more talk about the ark of a covenant later on.
那个至圣所跟圣所之间呢是有这个幔子隔开的。
Between the holy place and the holy of holy, there is a curtain divided.
那么这个我们说这个 curtain 这个幔子，感觉好像是像一个窗帘、一个门帘， 我们平时生活中所见的那样。
So when we talk about curtain, we might think about the curtain that in our house or on window.
但是后来呢，我仔细去看圣经的描述，还有包括大概两千年前有这样的历史学家他的记述，这个幔子是编织的非常的结实，这个很厚，大概有十厘米那么厚的。
And so actually, matter of fact, it's extremely sturdy and very, very thick.
至圣所、我们也听到英文呢翻译做这个 Holy, the Holy of Holies.
So we talk about Holy of Holy.
中文呢，这个直译的话应该是圣中之圣。
So it's also Holy of the Holy Place.
这个是希伯来文，它用来表达这个最高级别的一种修辞手法。
So that's the highest description of in the Hebrew language.
这个至圣所不是这个随便能够进去的。
And not any people can go into the Holy of Holy.
只有一个人，就是大祭司。
Only the high priest can enter.
每年只有一次，就是赎罪日的那天可以进去。
So only let me see, they can only enter once a year and during the atonement.
这个至圣所呢，是象征着神与以色列的亲密的关系。
So Holy of Holy actually describes the relationship between Israel and God.
它是由这个厚重的幔子跟这个圣所隔开的。
So it's divided by that very heavy curtain.
也象征着什么呢？象征着神的圣洁与人的罪是隔绝的。
It also symbolizes a barrier between God's holiness and human sin.
大祭司一年一次在赎罪日的那天进入至圣所，他是需要带着香和赎罪的祭血进去的。
So the high priest will enter the Holy of Holy once a year with the incense and sacrificial blood.
而且他之前呢需要做非常充足的准备。
He needs to do a lot of, really a lot of preparation.
他需要沐浴更衣，需要洁净自己。
He needs to bathe and clean himself.
他需要首先为自己的所有的罪要来做赎罪的献祭。
He needs to offer the atonement to ask for forgiveness first.
用什么样来献祭呢？用动物来献祭。
What does he offer? He uses an animal.
然后呢？他觉得他准备好了之后呢，才可以带着这个祭血穿过幔子进到至圣所里面。
Once he feel that he's finished the preparation, then he will bring the sacrifice that to the to offer.
这个祭司的装束呢也很有意思。
And so the things that he wears are very interesting.
这个大祭司的袍子下面呢要有这个金铃，金子的铃铛。
So the robe's hem had a golden bells.
他进去还有出来的时候呢，铃声会响。
And so when he enter, when he coming out, then you hear the bell ring.
为什么需要这样做呢
？Why do they need to do that?
在出埃及记的二十八章那里记述呢，如果这个大祭司他做的这个不合乎流程，他的赎罪呀、他的清洁做的不够充分，有可能。是会在至圣所里被神击杀的。
So in the Exodus talk about that, if this high priest is not doing a good job and he sin against God, he probably will be slandered by God.
若是大祭司的这个仪式不合规或者没有充分的能够赎罪，可能会被神击杀。
And also the high priest failed to follow the ritual or do not atone for sin, he could be struck dead by God.
这是在利未记里另外一卷书里也有这样的记载。
That's in Leviticus.
在圣经里面没有这样提到，但是在圣经之外的传统上说呢，大祭司的这个脚上还要系着一根粗粗的绳子。
And so even it's not a record in the Bible, but according to the tradition, it's saying there also a rope was tied to the high priest's foot.
如果他进入到至圣所里面，然后神的同在，在赎罪日那天临在那个诗人的宝座那个约柜上面的时候，如果他是带着罪进去的。他可能就被击杀在那里了。
And so if he has sinned against God, when he entered the Holy of Holy, that he may be struck by God.
那么这个时候，大家在外面听他那个衣服上的铃铛，很长时间没有再响了。
So people will listen outside if there's no sound from the bell.
那这时候可以有人进去把他抬出来吗
？So can people go in to take him out?
不可以。
No.
因为按照律法上来说，只有大祭司，而且是他在充分的这个洁净之后才可以进去的。
Only according to the law, only the high priest can enter.
别的人要穿过幔子进去，想要帮助他进去一个死一个。
And so nobody can enter otherwise be struck by God as well.
所以呢，在他的脚上连着绑着这样的绳子。
And so there is a very heavy rope on his foot.
如果半天听不到里面有铃铛的声音的时候，大家可以把它拖出来。
So if you don't, they don't hear the sound of a bell, and they will pull him out.
那么在历史上有没有发生过这样的事情呢
？So did it happen in the history?
圣经上没有这样的记载。
Even though it's not recorded in the Bible.
我相信历史上没有发生过，感谢主。
I want to thank God. Probably did not happen.
但是有这样的可能性。
But there's always that possibility.
啊，大家读到这个地方的时候。心中什么样的感觉
？So how do you feel?
我刚信主的时候读到这里，我觉得很害怕。
So when I just became a Christian, I was very frightened by that.
为什么会有这样可怕的事情发生
？Why can this terrible thing can happen to people?
当人们去啊进到至圣所跟神有这样很直接的接触的时候，为什么会这样危险
？And so what can be so dangerous when you want to enter the Holy Holy to meet God?
啊，我有的时候呢。会用一个自己这个感悟到的一个例子来做比方。
And sometimes I use the what my understanding to give an example.
我小时候呢，喜欢做各种实验，喜欢孤岛一些有意思的东西。
So when I was very little, I like to do all kind of experiments to have fun.
我大概在小学的时候，我记得有一次我在孤岛这个电的东西。
And so one time I was doing some conduction of the electricity.
我老家的附近呢，那个城市的附近呢，有一个很大的这个水力发电站。
And so there's a water power 水力发电是。
Hydropower station.
Yeah, company.
嗯。所以呢，那个城市的电力供应比较充足，甚至是用不完。
And so has a full power of electricity.
政府呢就鼓励家庭都用电来烹饪。
And so the government actually encouraged all the family use electricity to cook.
所以我们家的厨房呢，专门装的有一种电路，它是电压比较高的。
So our family in the kitchen has a very high power or electricity in the kitchen.
High voltage.
High voltage.
我们知道在美国呢，一般家用的电呢是110伏的。
So in the regular in United States about 110 volt.
中国呢是220伏的。
But in China it's 220.
在我们家的厨房里呢是360伏的。
But in our kitchen is 360.
我小学的时候呢还没有学过物理，没有学过电学。
So I did not learn about physics or electricity, electric.
我就有一天拿了一个这个连着电线的插头，三相的插头，插到了那个厨房的这个插座上。
So I used a prong actually to connect to the power source.
突然一下子呢，那个火花四溅。
So all of a sudden, you can just see all the sparks and fire.
啊，好像是放焰火一样。
It's almost like a July 4th firecrackers.
然后很快呢，那个电呢就跳闸了。
Of course, then the electricity went out.
啊，感谢主！如果没有跳闸，会发生很大的火灾。
If they didn't happen, that would be have a fire.
后来呢，我才了解到，是因为我这个电线的另外一头呢，火线跟地线没有任何的电阻的情况下，没有连接电器的情况下是搭在一起的。
So then I finally realized I did not fit those two connections properly.
就那一下，那个破坏力有多大呢
？How all of a sudden, how powerful was that destruction?
除了那个电火花四溅之外
，Besides all the sparks,
还有一件因祸得福的事情。
And there was one thing was good.
我们那个厨房的电表呢，后来只要用电，它就慢慢的倒着走。
So.The one good thing is that there's a meter of the electricity, right? And you usually have to pay for, and it starts going backwards.
那么，那是360伏的电压。
So it's very high, 360 volt.
火线跟这个零线在没有电阻的情况下搭在一起。
So then I connected incorrectly.
它就会 这个爆发出非常大的能量来。
So it really created a very powerful energy.
我们有罪的人
，The people sinful like us，
穿过幔子
，When we go through the curtain，
进入到至圣所
，And enter the holy of holy，
神的圣洁在那一刻临在在那里。
So God's holiness is among that place.
人的罪跟神的圣洁直接接触的时候
，And our sinful nature that the meet with the God's holiness.
这个我用电压来做比方的话，不知道是多少亿度的电压。
So that's probably the billions of the electricity power energy.
那个时候会爆发出非常大的能量，破坏性的能量。
It's very, very destructive energy.
这个不是圣经上写的，这是我自己领受到的。
It's not what's in the Bible. It's what I try to understand.
那么，我们还有没有机会跟神有亲密的关系呢
？But can we have that intimate relationship with God?
It doesn't work. The clip doesn't work.
Anna, can you?
Yeah. 后来我在读新约圣经的时候
，When I started reading the New Testament,
读到耶稣基督怎么样为我们的罪受鞭伤，后来被钉在十字架上。
And when God has suffered for us on the cross,
他最后死的那一刻
，When he died on that moment,
圣经记录这个太阳都被遮蔽了
，And so they became very dark.
地有大的震动
，And there was a big earthquake.
然后特别提到。是殿里的幔子从下从上到下裂为两半。
And talk about at that moment, the temple veil was torn from top to bottom.
我那时候觉得哇这地震好厉害啊。
Wow, at that time I said, wow, what a powerful earthquake.
这个殿里的幔子都被震裂了。
And so even the veil was actually shake apart.
后来我读的更多的时候发现不是这样的。
No, then when,with the further understanding, I know it's not like that.
圣经特别的记述，就是殿里的幔子由上到下裂为两半。
It's recorded is from top to the bottom and torn apart.
而且那个幔子不像我们家的窗帘，可能只有一层布，是非常结实、非常厚的。
And so it's not like our regular curtain at home, but it's extremely thick.
不是地震可以把它震开的。
And so the earthquake cannot do it.
这是一个非常关键的。象征
，and this is a very critical symbolism.
象征那个时候，神的圣洁跟我们这个有罪的人，居然是可以沟通的。
Really symbolized the barrier between God and man was removed.
原因是耶稣基督他为我们的罪在十字架上死了。
Because he had died on the cross for us.
And the clipper doesn't work. 在希伯来书十章。这里提到，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
So in the Hebrew chapter 10 talk about we have a confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
而且这是一条又新又活的路。
And this is a new and living way.
Anna, please. That two more.
I need a new battery.
Okay. Okay. All right. 我们不再需要中介来到神的面前。
We no longer need a mediator.
我说的中介不是我们买房子卖房子的那个中介。
We're not talking about the agent that selling or buying house.
是我们在神和我们中间的不再需要祭司这样的中间人来代表我们去跟神做沟通。
We do not need a priest that become a mediator between us and God.
圣经在这里应许我们每一个人都可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
We can come boldly before God.
Please flip. 然后我们来看第二个部分，就是新的祭司。
The second part talk about the new priest.
旧约的祭司他是有局限的。
So in the Old Testament, the priest has limitations.
首先旧约的祭司呢，他自己也是有罪的。
Because they all sin themselves.
他必须要为自己的罪来做洁净的献祭，才能够进入到至圣所里。
They have to offer the sacrifice themselves to prevent death.
旧约的祭司他是会死亡的。
And they will die.
但是我们新的祭司，耶稣基督他是不一样的。
And our new priest is totally different.
耶稣基督他没有罪。
He is sinless.
并不是他没有受过试探。
And it's not because he never been tempted.
圣经里面特别的记述耶稣基督怎样的受试探，但是他没有犯罪。
And in the Bible talk about he's been tempted, but he never sinned.
而且耶稣他是永远活着的。
He lives forever.
旧约的祭司呢，他去为全以色列人去献祭，每年都要去献一次。
Well, in the Old Testament talk about high priests, they have to offer offer every single year.
但是耶稣基督的献祭呢，是一次性的，而且永远有效的。
And Jesus' sacrifice is forever effective.
旧约中的大祭司呢，是要拿那些无辜的小动物，像羊啊，像牛啊，来献祭。
And so the priests have to use the animal like the sheep or the bull to make a sacrifice.
耶稣的献祭是用什么献祭的呢
？But what is Jesus' sacrifice?
耶稣基督用他自己来献祭。
He used himself to offer.
为我们所有的人来赎罪
，and to die for all of our sins，
赎去我们过去的罪
，and beside the sin in the past，
赎去我们现在的罪
，and the sin now，
甚至赎去我们将来可能会犯的罪
，and also the sin that will happen in the future。
二十一节这里讲有一位大祭司治理神的家
，and so they talk about there's a high priest that over the house of God。
耶稣是神家的主人和管理者。
And Jesus is the owner and the manager of God.
我们在教会里的弟兄姐妹，我们就是神的家人。
And we are the family of God.
而且在希伯来书的七章这里说，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他就能拯救到底。
And in Hebrews chapter 7 talk about he is able to save completely those who come to God through him.
他是我们的代求者。
And he always intercedes for us.
他知道我们的软弱，知道我们的需要。
He knows our weakness and he knows our needs.
当我们奉着耶稣的名祷告的时候
，We pray in Jesus' name.
耶稣同时也为我们祷告。
He also pray for us.
神是无所不知的。
He knows everything.
神知道我们每一个人的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
但是这没有完。
But it's not ended.
神为了要让我们有信心知道神了解我们的软弱
，and beside the faith that knows our weakness，
他甚至让他的独生子成为一个人，降生在马槽里。
So his beloved son came to earth and understand our suffering，
经历过人类所有可能经历过的软弱和试探
，experience all the temptation and the weakness that people can experience，
让我们知道神不是那样远离我们、高高在上的。
So he's not far away from us.
我所经历过的这些软弱和试探，这些挑战，耶稣都明了。
All the experience, all the weakness, all the suffering, he all understands.
所以，当我们来到神的面前祷告的时候
，When we come to pray before him,
耶稣也为我们祷告。
He also pray for us.
在希伯来书四章那里说到呢，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
So in the Hebrew chapter 4 talk about Jesus was tempted and understand us.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
So the third part.
就是新的心态。
And it's a new attitude.
第二十二节这里说我们要存着诚心来到神的面前。
In the verse 22 talk about let us draw near to God with a sincere heart.
我们来敬拜神不是一个虚假的仪式。
So when we come to worship him it's not a fake ritual.
不是一个要让别人觉得，哎，我是一个敬虔的基督徒，我每个星期天都会去教会。
It's not like people think, oh, I'm a so sincere Christian, come to worship every Sunday.
而是真诚的来到神面前敬拜他。
But rather genuine worship.
而且我们要有充足的信心。
We have to have a full assurance of faith.
我们来到神面前不是怀疑或者恐惧的。
It's no doubt nor fear.
而是完全的相信
But complete trust him.
相信什么呢
Trust what?
相信神接纳我们
Trust him accept us.
我们心中这个天良的亏欠已经洒去了
And all the things we own God is all cleansed.
我几个月前第一次来到咱们教会的时候
A few months ago when I came to this church.
很被大家的喜乐所触动
I was very moved by your joy.
很多的教会其实弟兄姐妹的情绪的状态不是这样的。
And so there are many churches, their mood or their condition is not like this.
很多教会的弟兄姐妹好像七乘二十四小时每一天 都生活在一种罪疚感里面。
And very, very often you see those people in the church that always live in guilt.
无时不刻地在想着我是一个罪人。
And always think about he's guilty.
然后来到教会以后呢，看到其他的弟兄姐妹，觉得更像是罪人。
And so he, when he looked at other Christians, he said, oh, I have more guilt than others.
我们的确是罪人。
Yes, we are, we have sin, we're sinners.
但是我们已经接受耶稣基督做救主的人呢，这个罪人的前面需要加上一个定语。
And so we are already accept Jesus Christ. Before this, we call ourselves sinner, we need to add something else.
我们是得救的罪人。
We are saved sinners.
耶稣基督已经为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He's already died for our sin on the cross.
而且因着我们的原因，他已经首先的复活了。
And he is also resurrected as well.
有的时候我觉得那些就是七乘二十四小时一直生活在罪疚感中的弟兄姐妹。
And for those people who live in the guilt,
对他们来说，好像耶稣基督一直挂在十字架上，这两千年从来没有下来过。
So to them, the Jesus still on the cross and never came down.
但是耶稣基督他在死的那一刻，他说成了。
And but when Jesus died on the cross, that moment he said done.
神的完整的救赎计划在那一刻是成就了的。
Salvation is accomplished.
我们的身体是用水洁净的。
Our body is being washed by the water.
这个象征着洗礼和新的生命。
That really symbolizes baptism and new life.
有弟兄姐妹私下来问我说，我怎么样能够成为基督徒？怎么样能够受洗
？And sometimes when people will ask me privately, how can I become a Christian? How can I be baptized?
我说礼拜结束以后你来找我。
And I told that person that come to talk to me after the service is over.
我们一起来祷告。我们一起呢会有一个学习的课程。
And so let's pray together and we learn some lesson together.
之后呢我会用这个圣灵和水给你施洗。
And then later I will baptize him with water and the Holy Spirit.
我们说要坦然地进入至圣所。
So when we talk about the boldness come to before God.
坦然是什么意思呢
?What does that mean?
坦然不是傲慢。
It's not arrogant.
不是随随便便
It's not carelessness.
不是不敬虔
It's not irreverence.
坦然呢是确信神的爱和接纳
And it's confident in God's love and acceptance.
真正的坦然是确信神的爱
And so this bonus to talk about you have confidence in God's love.
相信神的接纳
And you trust his acceptance.
知道自己的身份
And know your own identity.
我们的身份是什么样的呢
What's our identity?
我们的身份是被耶稣的血所洁净的得救的罪人。
And we are cleansed by his blood, and we are sinners cleansed by his blood.
我们原本是被神所创造的。
And we were created by him.
是他的儿女。
We are his children.
后来因为各种各样的原因我们走失了。
But then we were lost.
但是天父一直在家门口张开双臂等着我们回到家里。
But he continued waiting for your return.
我们因着耶稣的关系，我们可以重新的回到家里，重新的回到天父的怀抱里。
Because Jesus died for us, that we can return home.
那么我前面问大家的几个问题。
So I asked a few questions earlier.
我问你跟神亲近吗
？Are you intimate with God?
有的弟兄姐妹亲近，有的弟兄姐妹觉得还不是那么亲近。
Some people say yes, some people are not sure about it.
我们要坦然的来到至圣所，来到神的面前去。敢于跟神亲近。
We want to be bold, come to before God, want to be intimate with Him.
然后我还问弟兄姐妹，我说你配得跟神有亲近的关系吗
？And I also ask you, are you worth to be intimate with God?
这个问题呢，要这样来回答。
So maybe we should answer this way.
靠着我自己，我不配。
And maybe according to my own self, that I'm not worthy.
那我做什么可以配得
？What can I do to worth of His salvation?
我做什么都不配。
Anything, I'm not worthy.
但是感谢主，关键的不是在于我是，我做什么。
The key point is not because I can do anything.
关键在于耶稣为我做了什么。
Is the key point is what Jesus done for us.
因着耶稣他的恩典。
Because his grace.
我们这些不配的人。
So for this, for people like us, not worthy.
可以坦然的穿过那样一个。从上而下裂开的幔子来到至圣所
We can cross that veil that has been torn from top to bottom
来到神的施恩宝座的面前
And come to the holy of holy
神的同在就临在那里
And God's presence with us
我们可以直接跟神去交流，跟他去见面，跟他亲近。
We can see him face to face and communicate with him.
那么对我们这些弟兄姐妹有什么样的实际的意义呢？
So that what's the practical applications?
我们不要害怕来到神的面前，我们要经常性的去祷告。
We do not be afraid to come to before God. We need to pray to him.
神渴望听我们的声音。
God's long for your prayers.
神渴望跟我们有亲密的交流。
God longs for your intimate relationship with you.
如果弟兄姐妹，你经常的有罪疚感。
And if you always feel guilty.
有的时候不可，有的时候很不幸的，我们在日常的生活中偶尔还是会犯罪。
And very often that we still sin against God.
当那个时候仇敌来控告你的时候。
Or even Satan accuse you.
让你觉得你又开始要远离神，你要逃避神的时候。
And you try to avoid God, try to escape.
你要记住耶稣的血已经洁净你了。
But you have to remember Jesus' blood has already cleansed you.
你要大胆的来到神的面前。
You need to come to God boldly.
就祷告。
To pray.
去把你所做的事情向他坦白。
And to let God know that all the things you have done.
神按照他的应许就一定会赦免你。
And he will forgive you according to his promises.
而且我们也需要告诉别人，告诉更多的人。
We also need to share this with others.
神的门是为每个人都已经敞开了。
God's door is always open for everyone.
有一些常见的误解。
And very often we have some misunderstandings.
很多时候呢，我们会说，哎呀，我太坏了。
And very often I say, I'm not good enough.
神可能不会接受我的。
And God will not accept me.
有的时候呢，我们觉得我需要先努力的让自己变好，才能来到神面前。
And so people say I need to make my own effort to become better before coming to God.
那么我们应该怎么正确的来理解呢？
So what should be our correct understanding?
神因着耶稣接纳我们。
God because Jesus already accepted us.
不在乎我们怎么样做。
It's not because of our own good works.
而在乎耶稣为我们做了什么。
But because what has Jesus done for us?
那我们再来总结一下我们今天的三个要点。
So we need to make a summary of the three key points.
我们有一个新的通道，耶稣开了路。
And we have a new access, Jesus opened the way.
让我们可以穿过幔子来到至圣所，来到神的面前。
We can cross the curtain to come to see God.
我们有一位新的祭司，耶稣他现在代表我们。
We have a new priest, Jesus represents us.
我们应该有新的心态，我们要坦然地来到神的面前。
We have a new attitude because we need to boldly come to God.
那么朋友们，你是不是还在这个至圣所的门外徘徊呢？
So, dear brothers and sisters or friends, are you still wandering outside the door?
你是不是已经坦然地进入到至圣所了呢？
Well, have you boldly entered the door?
如果我们中间还没有信主的，没有信耶稣的朋友们，
So, if we are among us, there are people who have not accepted Christ.
我邀请你今天就穿过这个幔子来到至圣所，来到神的面前。
I ask you to enter and cross the curtain, come before God.
接受耶稣基督做你的救主和生命的主。
Accept Jesus your Savior and is your Savior of your life.
这个礼拜结束以后呢，你可以来找我。
If you're interested to do that, please come talk to me after the service.
我们来到今天讲到的最后。
And so in the end,
我们一起来读那一节经文。
We always like to try to memorize one verse, right?
Yes. 我们读三遍，然后把它背下来。
So let's read three times, either in your own language, Chinese or English, three times, and we try to memorize it.
这个呢不是一个完整的句子。
And this is not a complete verse.
但是其实我们看这个希腊文的时候呢，我们今天读的十九到二十二节，其实整个呢这是一个句子。
And so when we read the 19 to 22, actually summarizing one verse.
这是希腊文的一个特点，它用很多的从句，然后呢把一个逻辑呢放在一个很长的句子里面。
So that's a characteristic of the Greek that use describe but then summarize in one verse.
我们呢就背这个十九节这个半个句子就好。
And so let's memorize the half of the verse.
我们来读三遍。
And let's read three times.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血 得以坦然进入至圣所。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。准备好了吗？
Are you ready to memorize it?
请你向旁边的人来背诵出来。
So you try to tell the person next to you. 弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。You can also try to memorize in English.
好，大家背得很快。
You memorize very quickly.
我们一起低头做一个祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的经文。
And thank you for the wonderful verse.
谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的应许。
And thank you for the wonderful promises.
谢谢主耶稣基督为我们做这样美好的工作。
You have done such a beautiful work for us.
让我们这些不配的罪人能够得到洁净。
And so for us that not worthy, but that being cleansed by your blood.
让我们可以坦然地穿过幔子来到至圣所。
So we can boldly cross the curtain, come to the holy of holy.
来到神的面前。
And come before you.
享受神的同在。
Enjoy your presence.
享受神的。公义和圣洁。
Enjoy your provision and your holiness.
主啊，求你让我们每一个人都愿意来亲近你。
So really, we ask you to help us to like to be intimate and to try to be very close to you.
让我们放心大胆的来亲近你。
And boldly come to before you.
让我们经常的来亲近你。
And we come to you often.
让我们每天都来亲近你。
Every day we come before you.
主啊，谢谢你。
We want to thank you.
求你祝福我们。回去的脚步。
Continue bless the steps when we go home.
让我们接下去的一周都活在你的里面。
So the whole week that we were living in your presence.
让我们活出你的荣耀。
We live your glory.
能够成为我们邻人的光亮。
So we can be a shining light to others.
能够祝福到更多的人。
We can bless more people.
主要谢谢你。
We pray.
孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.